Have you watched Game of Thrones? You know, there's a scene in that show a lot of them remember, the Red Wedding. In one brutal night, the power map changed forever. The old guard was slaughtered and the rules of war were rewritten. Right now, Hollywood is living through its own Red Wedding. But instead of swords, the weapons are hostile takeover bids. And instead of a castle, they are fighting for the soul of America's culture. Batman, Harry Potter, and HBO. On one side, you have Netflix, the tech conqueror, putting out $82 billion on the table. On the other, Paramount just kicked down the doors with a hostile $108 billion cash offer, effectively looking Netflix in the eye and saying, "Try me." This isn't just a merger. It's a war for your living room. Who wins, who dies, and who controls what you watch for the next 20 years?
You're listening to Nelson John 360. Nelson John 360.
Hey friends, welcome back to Nelson John 360. Let's decode the chaos. Now, if you're feeling a bit whiplashed by the headlines this week, you're not alone. Let's strip away the corporate speak and look at exactly what is happening on the game board. So, here's the situation as of 11th December 2025. Last Friday, Netflix dropped a bombshell. They announced a definitive agreement to acquire the good parts of Warner Brothers. I say good parts because the deal is structured very specifically. Netflix wants the Warner Brothers film and TV studios, and they want HBO and HBO Max. They are paying roughly $82.7 billion in a mix of cash and stock. So critically, Netflix does not want the dying cable networks, CNN, TNT, HGTV. Now, under that plan, those assets get spun off into a new, smaller company called Discovery Global. Netflix is essentially saying, "We'll take the diamonds, you keep the coal." But then Monday morning hits, Paramount Skydance, which is the recently merged entity of Paramount and David Ellison's Skydance. They launched a hostile takeover bid. They offered a whopping $108.4 billion, all cash. And unlike Netflix, they're offering to buy the whole thing, studios, streaming, and the cable networks. So the Warner Brothers board is sitting in the middle. On one hand, they have a deal with Netflix that is strategic but messy to execute. And on the other hand, they have Paramount waving a bigger check with fewer structural headaches. But it's a hostile move. The question everyone is asking is, will the Netflix deal actually happen? So to answer this, we have to look at three battlegrounds: the strategy, the money, and the government. Let's start with Netflix. Why are they doing this? Now, for over a decade, Netflix's mantra was organic growth. They built their own house, Stranger Things, The Crown, Squid Games. They didn't buy studios, they tried to bury them. But Netflix has hit a ceiling. They have roughly 300 million subscribers. To keep growing, they need two things they have struggled to create on their own: generational IP and cultural prestige. Netflix has never won Best Picture. They have never had a theatrical blockbuster like Barbie or The Dark Knight. But buying Warner Brothers, they instantly acquire a century of history. They get DC Comics to fight Disney's Marvel. They get Harry Potter. They get the Game of Thrones universe. This is Netflix admitting that while they won the volume war, Warner Brothers won the legacy war. If the deal goes through, Netflix becomes the everything app. You wouldn't need HBO Max anymore. It would all just be Netflix. So the value proposition for the customer is, or the rather consumer, is undeniable. One bill, one login, everything from Friends to The Sopranos in one place. But you need to realize there is a risk. Netflix has never managed a theatrical distribution arm. They are a tech company that thinks in algorithms, whereas Warner Brothers is a relationship company that thinks in cinema. Merging those two cultures is like trying to mix oil and water, or in this case, Silicon Valley code and Hollywood's ego. Now let me talk about the spoiler, Paramount. Why is Paramount Skydance offering $25 billion more than Netflix? Desperation and opportunity? Paramount knows that if Netflix swallows Warner Brothers, Paramount becomes irrelevant. They become a minnow in an ocean of sharks. By buying Warner Brothers, Paramount doubles its size overnight. They survive by becoming too big to fail. When you look at it financially, the Paramount offer is actually cleaner for Warner Brothers stakeholders. Remember the coal that I mentioned earlier? The cable networks, yes. In the Netflix deal, Warner Brothers shareholders are left holding stock in the new Discovery Global company. That company is loaded with debt and declining assets, cable TV. It's a risky stock to own. As you can see, Paramount's offer is, we take it all. Here is $30 a share in cash. You walk away clean. Now, if you're a shareholder, that is incredibly tempting. Cash is king. You don't have to worry about the future stock price of Netflix or the survival of cable TV. You just take the money and leave. This is why we are seeing Warner Brothers' stock jump. The market thinks the Paramount bid is serious. It forces Netflix to either raise their price or walk away. And knowing Netflix's disciplined financial history, they might not want to get into a bidding war that ruins their balance sheet. But let me tell you, the biggest hurdle here isn't the money. It's the referee, the US government. This is where will it go through question gets tricky. We have a new administration, and President Trump has already weighed in. Just a few days ago, he said a Netflix-Warner deal could be a problem due to market share. Let's look at the antitrust argument for a second. A combined Netflix and HBO Max would control roughly 40 to 50% of the premium streaming market in the US. That's massive. Regulators look at monopsony power, not just monopoly. That means, does this company have too much power over suppliers? If Netflix owns Warner Brothers, they become the biggest buyer of scripts, the biggest employer of actors, and the biggest gatekeepers of content. If you're a showrunner and Netflix says no, where else do you go? Disney? Amazon? The list of buyers is shrinking. The theater's owners, Cinema United, are also screaming. They are terrified that Netflix will buy Warner Brothers and stop releasing movies in theaters. Warner Brothers is the biggest supporter of movie theaters in history. If Netflix turns that tap off, theater chains go bankrupt. Now, compare that to Paramount. A Paramount-Warner merger is a horizontal merger of two old-school studios. It's big, yes, but it doesn't create a tech monopoly in the same way. It might actually be easier to get approved by regulators because it preserves the traditional Hollywood structure against the big tech giants like Apple and Amazon. Netflix has offered a massive $5.8 billion breakup fee if the deal gets blocked. That shows they are confident, or at least willing to bet the farm. But confidence doesn't sway the DOJ. So let's synthesize this. Will the Netflix-Warner Brothers merger go through? Here's what I probably think might just happen. It's currently a coin flip situation, tilting slightly towards a no. Let me explain why. The Paramount bid is superior for shareholders. An all-cash offer for the entire company removes the risk of the bad assets, cable. Fiduciary duties might force the Warner board to take the Paramount deal, or at least force Netflix to try and match it, which Netflix might refuse to do so. Another point here is regulatory heat. The political climate is hostile to big tech consolidation. A Netflix-Warner mega merger attracts way more scrutiny than a Paramount-Warner survival merger. However, Netflix has one ace up its sleeve. Wall Street loves them. Netflix stock is currency. Paramount is debt heavy. If Netflix decides they really want this, they can sweeten the pot. So what does this mean for you? If Netflix wins, prepare for a price hike. You'll get a massive library, but the days of cheap streaming are over. The Netflix Ultimate plan will likely be about $30+ a month. And in India, the premium price might probably jump to 800 to 900 rupees. If Paramount wins, the status quo likely continues. You'll still have separate apps like Max, Paramount Plus, maybe bundled together, but the market remains fragmented. For the investor, if you hold WBD stock, hold tight. You are the belle of the ball right now. The price is likely to go up as the bidding war intensifies. So the media landscape is shifting beneath our feet. We used to worry about what was on TV. Now we have to worry about who owns the TV. Whether it's Netflix or Paramount, one thing is going to be clear. The era of too many streaming services is ending. Consolidation is here. The big three or big four are forming, and Warner Brothers is the final piece of that puzzle. Keep your eyes out on the news over the next 2 weeks. If Netflix raises their bid, it's game on. If they stay silent, Paramount might just walk away with the prize. Friends, before I sign off, I just want to take a moment to say a massive thank you. The community we are building here is incredible. I thank all the friends who have reached out to me on Instagram and DM'd me with their thoughts on this show. If you found value in this episode like many others, or if you've learned something new today, please take 10 seconds. Leave a rating and a quick review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you are listening to. It might seem like a small thing to you, but honestly, those reviews are the fuel that keeps this engine running. They help other people find the show, and they help me motivated to hit the mic every other day. I'm Nelson John, and you are listening to the Nelson John 360 podcast. Catch you on a new episode.